Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're going to take a look at international affairs with Curtis DeBoard. He's the CEO of U.S. Ordnance, and he's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
This is Liz. Liz is what you might call an enthusiast. She's enthusiastic about her rose garden, her book club, and her colossal collection of colorful scrubs. She's also enthusiastic about helping her fellow Nevadans protect their health. That's why when she votes in our upcoming primary election, Liz will be enthusiastically mailing her vote in. Voting by mail is simple, convenient, and the smartest possible way to safeguard everyone's health. So be like Liz. Mail it in, Nevada.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're absolutely delighted to welcome to the program Curtis DeBoard. He is CEO of U.S. Ordnance. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Have an opportunity now to talk about international affairs. Let's start out with the price of petroleum. We saw it drop dramatically to below $2, even in the Reno area where we have a 30-plus cent surcharge, so it was probably around $1.50 at one point. What are the ramifications for this around the world, including the USA?
Well, there's a lot of ramifications. The biggest factor is all the oil-producing countries they're losing money to pump oil. If it costs anywhere from $30 to $45 a barrel to pump that oil, if they can't sell it for that, then those rigs shut down. And, you know, the demand, obviously, with all the airlines basically running at a fraction of what they normally are at, and then people aren't driving, obviously. So the demand is gone, but so when they shut down and those people go find other jobs, the ramp up is going to be a problem. And then a lot of these countries rely on that money. That's Russia, a very big oil producer, Brazil, and a lot of your countries, Colombia. People don't think about these smaller countries that are really drastically affected by these things.
Well, and then add in Venezuela, Canada.
Right.
So, do you anticipate that we're going to see turmoil in those countries? Because if they're not getting this oil revenue, which is their major income, then they're going to have social problems connected to that.
Exactly. What I'm worried about is a domino effect of, you've got the coronavirus, has got most of the world shut down, and now you add in the fact that these jobs are not going to be there, and the revenue not coming into these countries. It's going to create a very unstable situation, I'm afraid.
And the U.S. for decades has been the gatekeeper, the safety person for Middle Eastern oil. Going to Japan and other countries in Southeast Asia. Now with fracking, we really, And of course, there's a balance here because with the price of oil dropping, it's affecting fracking as well.
Of course. And
I'm not sure that Russia and Saudi Arabia are unhappy about that because they would like to see, you know, a shutdown on the fracking. But how does that affect America's position in the world in terms of defending the shipping lanes to get oil to Southeast Asia?
Well, the incentive to keep those lanes open obviously drops. Now, from a military standpoint, there's a lot more. There's a much bigger picture that we have to look at. You know, one of the things that the Middle East had to defend that before because that was where we got most of our oil. Now that we have the ability to pump that oil here in the United States, regardless of price, from a military standpoint, we have that ability. Now, President Trump has stocked up on oil, all the oil reserves, while the price was cheap. That was a smart move. But it's just a reserve. It's not gonna carry the water at the end of the day. But our interests, in the Middle East are not what they used to be. But I think we're still gonna do what we can to keep our allies. Obviously Saudi Arabia. All these Middle Eastern countries, we have to keep good, strong relationship with, just from a military strategic standpoint.
And, during the Obama administration, we had the, quote, pivot to Asia. But really, we never really did that. And you look at the situation in the Middle East now, and it's extraordinary, where even though it's not, in quotes, an official relationship, but the relationship between Israel and Saudi Arabia is something that I don't think any Middle East watcher would have dreamed of 20, 30 years ago.
No, and that's, a lot, has to do with the fact that Mohammed bin Salman, is Western educated. Things are changing. He's bringing more Western ideas, to Saudi Arabia. And as a general rule, most people, they don't have a hatred towards anybody else. They're all human beings. And so I think, when you look at a lot of these prejudices that were harbored, over the years through the old regimes within the Middle East, as those people die off and these younger people that are Western educated take over, they're bringing more Western ideas, which are, let's not be enemies with people that, we have never even met. I think you're seeing a lot of that changing. Now with Iran, that's anybody's guess. They're pretty, I think you've got so many people in line there that are extremists that may take longer to happen. But
we've been sitting there waiting. Over the years we keep hearing that it's the younger demographics are so huge in Iran, but still they're the reason that Israel and Saudi Arabia are talking to each other. Let me ask you this. One of the biggest concerns about Saudi Arabia always has been the Wahhabis, which is a religious sect. Bin Laden came from that group. And they wield huge power in Saudi Arabia. Do you see that threat shrinking? Not to the United States, but to the Saudi government? Or do you see that, that is, in quotes, under control?
It's not under control. I think we saw that with the killing of Khashoggi. I think that was perpetrated by those generals. It was a planned. It was planned with to make Mohammed bin Salman look like he was involved in it. But there's a lot more involved in that I really wouldn't
right.
want to go into. But so they're still those people. They want those old ideas to remain. They don't like the idea of Mohammed bin Salman bringing in movie theaters and allowing women to drive, those type of things, and allowing these Western ideas. Those people are still, they would love to get back in control.
The King of Jordan, he is always a great face for the Middle East whenever he appears on United States television, especially on the Sunday shows. Is he the great negotiator for the Middle East? Is he really the one that works to carry Israel and the United States' message to the other leaders?
I don't know. He's a really good guy. He is, you know, I think he's a great person. But you know, I'd say no. You know, I mean, he doesn't have the respect, I think, that from those countries. They look at Jordan kind of as a smaller, more insignificant country. You know, he is a great person, and he certainly has done some great things. But you know, it's an uphill battle. I mean, trying to you know, work with via the intermediary there, it's not an easy thing.
But one of the things that I think is remarkable is, you know, the Jordan under his father took in so many Palestinian refugees, and now he has taken in so many Syrian refugees. For such a small country, that is an extraordinary accomplishment.
It is, and you know, the country itself, you know, the U.S., you know, we obviously give a lot of aid to Jordan because they're a great ally to have in the region, and so. You know, I think that the things that they have done are paying off. The problem is they have very little. They don't have oil. They don't have manufacturing. You know, we base a lot of our intelligence operations out of Jordan, and so you know, we have a lot of military personnel there, but they're more in a covert role, but the you know, that's their biggest issue is their unemployment. They don't have the jobs for the people, and you know, I know that you know, they King Abdullah has tried, you know, he's tried to bring in manufacturing and been successful in some areas, and they've tried to, you know, with this, they have a thing, it's called CADB, it's a King Abdullah, it's a manufacturing thing, and they have made some progress with that, and.
Well, let me ask you this. It seems to me, and I could be 100% wrong, so this is just my thought, that Israel, they would benefit Israel greatly to increase the job situation in the surrounding countries. Less expensive labor than Israel. You saw examples in the Palestinian territories of Israeli companies reaching out to those Palestinian companies to create masks and providing an economic boost. And it seems to me that these countries would be excited to have, you know, growth in their economies that they could see, and they would not want to risk losing that growth for war. Am I completely off base there?
I think it's a great idea. I think, you know, it's like the U.S. and Mexico, or, you know, I mean, you have cheaper labor there. Israel has, you know, they manufacture a lot of stuff. And I think just from an economic standpoint, as a business person, If they could have those things manufactured in Jordan, you know, it would make perfect sense, and you know, I think that would be a great avenue for them to pursue together.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more. We're going to travel around the world here with Curtis DeBoard. He's the CEO of U.S. Ordnance after this timeout.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Curtis DeBoard. He is the CEO of U.S. Ordnance. We're talking about world and now other world discussions here. SpaceX, incredible, successful mission to get the astronauts up to the space station. But, you know, when you look at what's going on in space, we have lots of vulnerability out there, as does every other country. What are your concerns and thoughts about space and the potential for eventual space warfare?
Whoever controls space is going to control the world. And so we have to get there first. And the Chinese are moving at warp speed to try to get there before us. And that's the scary part. I'm happy to see that it's kind of gone private, because private industry can do things at a fraction of the price Right. Government can, and much more efficiently. So I'm excited to see that. There's a lot of things that in controlling space that we need to get there for. Energy from the sun, they're looking at some of these new systems that will take energy from the sun, beam it to the earth, and be able to power a city. And that's something that, you know, we're looking at could be in very near future. But from a military standpoint.
When you say near future, 5 years, 10 years?
Less than 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And the U.S. Now, the China says they think they can do it in the next 15. The U.S. is hoping to do it in less than five.
Let me ask you about a couple of things here. One, GPS is all from outer space. Number two, internet is all deep sea cables.
Right.
Your concerns there? Because, I mean,
big concerns.
You know, I mean, we have a power outage for 15 minutes and everybody goes crazy.
Big concerns there. From a military standpoint, the Chinese could take out several of our satellites and we would be blinded for half of the world. Basically, that the other thing, we have the deep sea cables coming through the South China Sea, where all of our data and information, you know, moves. Another very, very serious risk militarily.
Years ago, there was a discussion about the military building a secondary internet because the regular internet that we all know and love now had been taken over by commercial enterprises. Whatever happened with that? I mean, did they develop another system, or are they piggybacking on what we currently have? And can you share that? I mean, you may not be able to.
You know that, I don't know what direction they're going with that. And it would more than likely with this administration be classified, you know, as to what direction they are going with that.
Okay, let's take another break. We'll be back with Curtis DeBoard after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Curtis DeBoard. He's the CEO of U.S. Ordnance. So this, to me, was kind of stunning. The New York Times put out a piece a couple of months ago that said basically every president from George W. Bush through to our present president, Trump, knew that Afghanistan was unwinnable. And yet we continued. It's kind of like a Pentagon Papers story here. We continue to fight this war. And yet the story disappeared almost overnight, and nobody picked up on it and really ran with it. Did that surprise you? What were your thoughts?
You know, there's really no clear-cut answer. You know, should we pull out? Should we stay? Each one has its consequences. And I think it's one of those, it's an enigma. I mean, what are you going to do? If you pull out, then everything goes back to the way it was, and everything was a waste of time. All of those people that are in the government there, they're all going to be killed, and so we're going to have to pay to bring those people to the United States, set those people up in here or in other countries. They clearly could not stay there,
So what is the benefit? Because this has been a quagmire for us, the Soviet Union, and every other invader to that region. Iran is sitting there next door, going, "Good luck."
Yeah, no, it's an unwinnable situation. Those people, they can outlast us. They can live in caves. They have been fighting forever. I mean, they can get by on small amounts of food. They can navigate those mountains. It's an unwinnable war, and the way we have to fight these wars today, you're never gonna win it. And I mean, even in primitive times when they just basically went and killed everybody, they couldn't win. So. I don't know the answer to that.
So I give you a huge topic and give you less than a minute to answer it, though. This really plays into the India-Pakistan relationship and United States' need for a presence, right?
Yeah. That is a big problem. The India-Pakistan, they're both gearing up militarily.
Both nuclear powers.
Yes. Nobody starts out to say, oh, we're going to go to nuclear war, but the problem is they're both building up militarily with their conventional weapons, and when they get in a conflict and then it becomes, well, they do this and then we up the ante and then they up the ante, and then that's how you end up in a nuclear war. And that's the big fear that I think everybody's got. And you know, obviously the United States tries to, you know, we try to stay friendly with both sides and try to be the intermediary there. And
the United States news media barely covers that portion of the world. I love talking about international events because there's so little discussion of it, and I know my viewers and listeners enjoy it too. I thank you so much for being here. Will you come back?
Absolutely.
And let's talk more, okay?
All right, thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.